Morning, John.
Good morning, Timmy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm going well, mate. How did the rest of your weekend after we spoke on the Sideline View on Saturday afternoon go well for you?
It went very well. There was a plethora of football on Sunday. I was just full football. It was fantastic.
You would have enjoyed yourself for sure, mate.
Well, especially after we spoke on Saturday when I told you the tip of the week, which was Collingwood to beat the West Coast. Oh, how good was I?
Yeah, I was being a bit cheeky with you about Collingwood, but they had a really good win, mate. You must be happy.
The heart and the head won. They're there. 45-point winners. Who would have thought? Eagles, they kept themselves in the top eight, but, geez, they're not going that well, I don't think.
Very nice game between the Brisbane Lions and the Hawthorn Hawks. Pretty close. Hawks by 12.
A really big upset here. The Lions, who are on the top two, at one point, they were 10 goals down in the third quarter, and they've bounced back and kicked 12 goals to 2 or something in the last half, and only to lose by 2. The Hawks, well, with a big lead like that, just held on and were too good in the end.
Yeah, what about, there was another couple of really close games, Essendon and the Sydney Swans and the Dockers and the Richmond Tigers, both really close.
Very, very close. Now, the Swans ended up winning by 7 points there. It was a crackerjack match. I enjoyed this match really well. It was in MCG. Normally we'd have had 60,000 people there, but there was no one there, unfortunately. But quality of football was absolutely wonderful. And the big Buddy Franklin kicked 3 goals, I think, in the end. And we still got it. The Swans are too good. Now they entrench themselves at 6th in the ladder, and Essendon might have just missed their chance to play in finals.
And what about the Dockers taking out Richmond?
Richmond a little bit undermanned now, and unfortunately the Dockers just got them and kept their final chance alive. I think Richmond will pack up their boots, and their chance of winning this year are probably gone now, unfortunately, for them.
And Port Adelaide, too good for the GWS Giants.
Unfortunately, that also might have been the end of the Giants' chances in the finals. Port Adelaide, third now, looking really good. So it's a couple more rounds, 3 rounds to go, and then the final start, so everyone's jostling for positions and where they're going to go, and players playing for their spot for the finals. So it's a very interesting time of the year. And
didn't your Naruma team go really well in Scarfell?
In a very tight tussle, ended up winning by 13 points. It was a good game of football, really good, great conditions. A number of people with the ability to go and see, which we're lucky in the South Coast to be able to do that still. But the Mighty Lions, they got up by 13 points. Their final aspirations are well and truly on course here again this year.
And Naruma had a good win too in the Group 16 Rugby League, believe it or not. They scored 2 late tries to defeat the Bega Roosters.
28-18, I think.
Yep.
The Wild Coast Realty actually sponsored that game for the Devils as well, would you believe, because the Premiership revival match for the club. And, so we were involved with that as well. So,
well, great to catch up again this week, John. Have a fantastic week. Enjoy your footy.
Thanks, Timmy.